Leaders in Skagway and Haines aren't too keen about the governor's new idea for state ferries, and the Skagway Assembly agrees to cost increase on the small boat harbor project. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer broke a tie vote Thursday during the Skagway Assembly meeting to approve additional money for the small boat harbor improvement project. The item came up for discussion after Anchorage company URS requested just over $180,000 in additional funds to complete Phase 1 of the Boat Harbor project. Craig Fries, engineering manager with URS, explained at the meeting his rationale for needing extra funds. 2 years ago, the company responded to a request for proposal for the design, planning, and construction management of the first phase of the harbor project. Fries said at the time, there was no specific timeline or funding sources solidified. URS bid for the project at about $6 million. But part of the design task was to generate a master plan for the harbor improvement, so the scope of the actual project was still yet to be determined when bids came in. The master plan estimated the project would fall somewhere below $11.5 million. Fries said that chronology of events didn't help in pinning down a good project cost estimate.
If I had it to do all over again, I think what I would do was, once we got through the master planning process, would have been to sit down and revisit all of the numbers at that point based on the bigger project, and not have to come to you at this point in the project and ask for more money.
Fries said since the bid was awarded and a master plan for the project developed, it has become clear that some tasks have taken longer than anticipated. For example, Fries said review and approval of contractor submittals was estimated to take 64 hours. But to date, the company has completed about half the submittals and used about 100 hours. Fries said program management tasks and communications with the municipality have also taken more time than originally estimated for in the bid.
I wouldn't call it a delay in the length of the project, but just more effort during that period than what we would normally get involved in.
Skagway interim manager Tom Healy recommended the assembly pass the amendment, minus a proposed $10,000 contingency fee. He said the costs are still within the budget of the project and seem reasonable considering the scope of work. But members of the assembly were not so keen on signing off on the request. They questioned Fries for about 40 minutes before voting, asking how the costs creeped up. Fries pointed out the contract is on a time and expense basis, meaning the municipality won't get charged for any project costs not utilized. But Assemblymember Dan Henry said he wasn't banking on getting any of the dedicated money back. Henry was joining the meeting via teleconference.
My experience tells me that the time and expenses will absorb all of this if we in fact grant this. And then the $10,000 contingency, if we attach that to that, I would expect that to be spent as well. So I'm not real encouraged about any of this, really.
State and local funding for the project is at $11 million, which includes a $1 million municipal bond. Mayor Stan Selmer said he would like to stay under $10 million to avoid the municipality from having to tap into the bond money.
If we get this job done for the budget amount, we're going to look pretty good. If we don't, we're going to look pretty stupid. And I don't want to see this amount cause us to go over the $10 million.
The mayor said staying within or under budget would also go a long way in securing funding for the second phase of the harbor project.
We have, I believe, once this project is done, we have one half of a harbor. How much more difficult it will be to do the other half if we have a poor performance record on the first.
The assembly also discussed the possibility of even more issues coming up before the project is complete. Contaminated soil was found during dredging in mid-November on the project. It's believed the municipality could possibly get reimbursed for extra charges related to that contamination. The assembly made a motion to approve the extra funds, but minus the $10,000 contingency fee, for a total of just over $171,000. On the vote, Assemblymen Mike Korsmo, Dan Henry, and Steve Burnham voted against the ordinance. Paul Reichert, Gary Hansen, and Mark Schaefer supported the measure. Mayor Selmer broke the tie in the affirmative, and the motion passed. A number of Southeast leaders, including those in Skagway and Haines, are upset about the governor's plan to scale back the Alaska-class ferry project. He made his announcement Tuesday in Ketchikan. Legislators and members of an advisory board said they should have been consulted first. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
You can tell a project's in trouble when its website gets pulled off the net. That's what happened to the Alaska-class ferry, which had a site including design elements, public comments, and other information. It's down because Governor Sean Parnell ordered an end to work on the 350-foot vessel and begin design of smaller, less expensive ferries. The announcement surprised Senator Dennis Egan, a Juneau Democrat who was among those pushing to fund the original project.
We're all upset that we weren't informed way early in this process about what they were going to do and different scenarios that they were trying to come up with. I mean, we didn't have a clue.
And it's not just the timing. Representative Beth Kurtula, another Juneau Democrat, says the new plan doesn't make sense.
This is a real change of direction, and frankly, I'm not on board, and I'm kind of talking to the other members of the Southeast delegation and doubt many of them, if any, are either.
The governor said change was needed because price estimates rose by up to 40%. Ferry officials had warned the approximately $120 million was not enough.
The new contemplated design is more of a streamlined, simple vessel.
Captain Mike Neusel is the State Transportation Department's Deputy Commissioner for Marine Operations. That means he runs the ferry system.
The cost savings will come in the simplicity of no crew quarters, smaller overall vessel, and less amenities in terms of what the vessel contains.
Other design elements, such as food service and quiet rooms for the sick and elderly, are also off the table. Some of those features were meant to allow the ship more flexibility so it could service more routes. Many of the state's vessels are old, and the Alaska-class ferry was part of the replacement plan. Kurtula worries changing direction will push back the construction date.
This really delays us, right? And that's maybe more than anything something that aggravates me. You know, we've been working hard, we were up and running, it was going on, and now here we are with a delay.
The state will keep its architect, Seattle's Elliott Bay Design Group, and it will continue working with its expected builder, Ketchikan's Alaska Ship and Dry Dock. Neusel says contracts will have to be renegotiated before work can start.
The design process for the new ship won't be as complicated as the Alaska-class ferry, so shouldn't take as long to get to the full detailed design on that. But I doubt that it'll be done by next July when the Alaska-class ferry design was supposed to be done.
The governor called for building two smaller ships with the money appropriated for the one larger vessel. Both would operate in Lynn Canal, connecting Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. That's the same route as was planned for the larger ship. The Malaspina, which carries about 90 vehicles per sailing, now covers much of the busy summer season. Egan says the new ship's projected 40-vehicle capacity is not enough.
Well, hell! You know how many vehicles get on in Juneau and go to Skagway and Haines in the summer? Those ships are full.
The chairman of Parnell's Marine Transportation Advisory Board says the announcement caught him by surprise, too. Robert Venables of Haines calls it, quote, a very disappointing and dramatic change of direction. He's traveling and couldn't be reached by phone, but via email, he said the last board meeting, about a month ago, included no hint of a redesign. He's not alone in his surprise.
It's not the direction that we were looking at, and we have been, you know, working on for quite a while.
Skagway's Mike Korsmo serves on the Marine Transportation Advisory Board. He wonders whether a smaller ship could handle the strong winds and rough waters of Lynn Canal winters.
When we look at the Alaska class, we're looking at for the weather conditions, what the routes that it was going to run, and the capacity that it would need to handle. And so if we're going to smaller vessels, then I definitely have to take a serious look at, you know, how that's going to work.
Despite their concerns, both board members say they'll work with the governor and the legislature toward a new design. One reason Parnell gave for the change is to make sure new ferries are built at the Ketchikan shipyard.
That was just wonderful to hear his recommitment to build the ferries here in the state.
Alaska Ship and Dry Docks' Doug Ward says about 170 people work at the facility. He expects other shipbuilding jobs, so any ferry construction delays won't affect the workforce.
It's a state-owned shipyard. These are state-owned vessels. These are Alaskans building the vessels. And that was one of the primary goals, to create new employment opportunities in year-round family wage careers and to attract new investment.
Further discussion of the new plan will take place once the legislative session begins and the Ferry Advisory Board holds its next meeting. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
The Haynesboro Assembly may decide Tuesday whether to implement a vehicle registration tax. The vote on the ordinance to establish the tax was postponed during the Assembly's last meeting. The tax was proposed in order to establish a vehicle retirement program fund to help deal with junk, abandoned, and impounded vehicles. Also Tuesday, the Assembly will consider a memorandum of understanding with Prophecy Platinum Corporation, owners of the Wellgreen deposit in the Yukon. The Haynesport Development Steering Committee supported this MOU after Borough Manager Mark Ernest said the company agreed to drop a confidentiality clause in the agreement. A complete meeting agenda can be found on the Haynesboro website. The Assembly meets at 6:30 Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.